A fresh 15 put on the clock. The third quarter about to start here at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa 17, Northern Iowa 13. We welcome you back. Brent Palbinot, John Hagerty, statistician Todd Warner. Marshall Kane will be kicking from left to right. He's got that stiff breeze at his back. It is not as breezy as it was to start the ball game. This one, a high end-over-end kick. It's going to be a little bit shorter. Miller fumbles it in the end zone. He picks it up. He's got no choice. He's out past the 10. The 15 swarmed over and dropped at the 16-yard line. I know he was thinking make a play, start the momentum off, but again, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor, Coach, and that's going to cost him what would be about 9 yards if he'd taken a knee. Instead of the 25, it's the 16.
That ball had some incredible hang time, and I think he was anticipating catching it for so long, he just took his eye off it at the last second to see where any seam might be developing.
So here we go, the Iowa defense. Trying to anchor down, force three and out, and get good field position. Johnson in the backfield with Cole Morgan. LeMaster, check that, Owens and Vereen wide to the near side. The handoff will go to Johnson. He's hit in the backfield. Trinka Passat wraps him up, and there to help end it is Drew Ott to finish the fun.
Well, that's something we didn't see in the first half, was that penetration on the running play like that for Iowa's D-line.
It'll be a loss of three on the play. Make it second down and 13 from the 13. My guess is that Iowa front four got their manhood challenged in the locker room, Coach.
Could very well have.
Again, Owens and Vereen wide to the near side on play action. Cole Morgan fires across the middle. Fingertip catch hauled in by Braden Lehman, the tight end. The youngster out of Iowa City, Regina, who prepped just across town, a 12-yard gain. And that will bring up third down and one.
Right there on the coverage for Iowa, John Loudermilk, the strong safety, could not get a hand in there, but it's sure tackle.
Well, now that was one play that Coach Frank Verducci said they would like to do, is spread Iowa out and be able to run that drag route with the tight end. And we saw it right there as Sean Rush is in at fullback. Johnson will dot the I on third and one from their own 25. The handoff to Johnson. He cuts back against the grain. Falls forward across the 25 to the 26. He needed one. He got it. First down, Panthers.
That's one of those cases where you don't necessarily want to follow your blockers. He improvised a little bit there and cut back against the grain of the flow of the offense. And it's a good thing he did if you're a UNI fan, because that's what allowed them to move the chains.
Well, they sold strong side, and he cut back inside, and that was just sheer athleticism by David Johnson. And it keeps the chains and the drive moving for UNI here to start the second half. First and 10 from their own 27. Out of the gun, Cole Morgan barking out the signals. Hands off to Johnson, left side. He's got a little bit of a hole, lowers the shoulder, works out across the 30, shy of the 35-yard line. Desmond King, the right corner, came up to lay the wood to him. But that'll be a fairly healthy gain, 6 yards on first down. Ball spotted at the 33.
Going against their first half playbook here, as they're just going between the tackles right now, Brent.
King at one corner. And again, Greg Maben, somewhat surprised. Maurice Fleming was listed as the starter at corner all through the spring and the fall, but Maben passed him. Don't forget, you've got junior Sean Draper, who's also on the depth chart. As Cole Morgan dropping back, deep drop. Looks like they're trying to set up a screen, and nobody there. He throws it away.
Intended for David Johnson, who got caught up in the wash of his own offensive line.
Drew Ott was there to break it up. But there's where the upperclassmen realized, we don't have a play here. Just get rid of the ball, live to see another snap.
Had Johnson been able to get his hands on that, the defenders for Iowa were right there, Johnny, on the spot. Sniffed that whole thing out.
Cue up Ozzy Osbourne and Crazy Train on third and four from their own 33. Fans on their feet here. Cole Morgan. Rolling out far side, fires high, overthrows Vereen. He was wide open about 15 yards down the field. Nate Meyer was coming from the weak side, and again, weak side pressure maybe forced that throw a little earlier than Cole Morgan wanted, but the Hawkeye defense holds.
Yeah, Cole Morgan was rolling out to his right there, but he knew without looking that there were footsteps coming behind him, and that only recourse was to either tuck it under and run or throw it out of bounds, and I don't think he wanted any part of running on that.
It will be Vandenberg deep to receive for Iowa as Beigler will put a foot into it, standing just inside his own 20-yard line. And they're going max protection as this one, a boomer, an absolute monster, pushing him all the way back to the 20-yard line. He makes the first man miss. Down the near side, 20, 25, 30. Still on his feet across the 40, 45, and dropped near midfield. What a return by Matt Vandenberg. Give him 22 yards. He made the first man miss and then took off to the races.
Good, nice alley formed down the middle of the road there, and he saw it, sidestepped out to his left, and then just went off. Nice job of breaking tackles, too, for a wide receiver.
They're going to say his knee was down about 7 yards farther up, so they're going to spot it at the 43. Still excellent field position for Iowa, but not quite what we thought we'd see as we've got a timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. 60 seconds back right after this. Iowa with their first offensive series of the second half. They lead Northern Iowa 17-13. You're listening to Hawkeye Football from Learfield Sports. 12 minutes exactly showing on the third quarter clock. We welcome you back to Kinnick Stadium as the Iowa defense holds Northern Iowa on 5 plays and a punt. Great return by Matt Vandenberg out to the Hawkeye 43-yard line. And that is where Jake Rudock and company will set up shop to begin the second half with Iowa leading 17-13. Brent Balbinot alongside John Hagerty, statistician Todd Werner. Sun has popped in and out behind the clouds all day today. It's been a little hot, a little humid. Nowhere near the 90-plus degree temperatures, though, we saw earlier in this week. And, Coach, even more importantly, Iowa has the wind at their back for the next 12 minutes. Going to be important to take advantage of it.
And you got to think that they're going to come out and open that passing game back up again. Had some good success with it at the end of the second quarter, but with the wind at their back, I really think they've got to maximize that too, Brent.
Now coming out of a TV timeout here, we will see who Iowa has at running back. All four running backs seeing plenty of action in the first half. Nobody with more than 7 carries. Mark Wiseman was the workhorse, if you want to call him that. But Canzeri, Bullock, and Daniels also getting significant touches. Trying to keep everybody fresh, but in particular, Wiseman. They feel that Iowa, understandably, is just much more efficient offensively when you've got a healthier, fresher number 45 come that fourth quarter.
Well, really, in terms of their rotation schemes at running back, they've done a nice job of what they said they were going to. It's at quarterback that we haven't had any C.J. Beathard sightings yet.
It will be Daniels in the backfield for the Hawks. Smith wide to the near side. Martin Manley to the far side. 2 tight ends. Now they'll step Doozy off and send him in motion to the far side. Under center. Rudock on play action. It's going to be a reverse. Smith into space across the 45. Out toward midfield. Cuts back against the grain. Still on his feet. He's doing a lot of dancing. Back beyond the 50-yard line now. Down the near side. He turns the corner. Look out. He's got a wall in front of him. 40. 35, 30, stutter step, still on his feet, high stepping down the near side. Did he step out of bounds? He's into the end zone, but the side judge says he stepped out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. And we've got a flag on the far side of the field as well.
Yeah, I'm afraid that Javonte Martin Manley is going to get caught for holding way back on the opposite side of the field in front of Mark Farley on the UNI sideline.
It looks pretty. It would be great highlight reel material if not for about, 6 or 7 things prior to it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to tag Kevonta Martin Manley for holding.
How about that? Oh, wait a minute. The call's going against Northern Iowa. So the play will stand up to the point where Smith stepped out of bounds, and it will be marked, waiting for the side judge to get over.
Mark Farley cannot understand. He was sure that that was offensive holding right in front of him on the UNI bench, Brent.
Yep. So mark it off from where he stepped out of bounds, and this will put the line of scrimmage at the 11-yard line. The play in total will go for 48 yards.
About 100 laterally, though.
Holy cow. So here we go on the second play of the half for the Iowa offense. Handoff goes to Daniels, left side, and he is swarmed over. Contact made very quickly by Max Buescher to come and fill that gap. And Northern Iowa looks like maybe they're a little fired up after what they feel was a bogus call.
Yeah, Buescher picking right up where he left off here in the second half as he's just submarining his way underneath the blockers for Iowa.
Second down and 11 after a loss of 1. Strong side to the right. Rudock with a full drop. Fires into the flat. He's got Doozy inside the 10. Dropped at the 8-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 3.
The multiple tight end set here. Ray Hamilton on the clear out there for Krieger Coble.
Third and six with the ball resting on the seven. Technically, Iowa could pick up the first down without scoring the touchdown. But if you're going to get that close, why not just step one more time toward the goal line? Twins to the far side. Hillier in motion. He's there with Martin Manley. Rudock out of the gun. Two-step drop. Fires on a fade route to Smith. One-handed catch in the back of the end zone. He comes down with it. Pay dirt, Hawkeyes. Highlight, real material. What a catch.
Strong safety, Tim Kilfoy, right on the coverage there, blanketing Tavon Smith. But when you've got that kind of athletic ability that you can go up, catch the ball at its highest point with one hand, bring it down and get 1 foot right in the corner of the end zone, they're wondering where he's been all day.
It could only be in one place. It was in the back of the corner of the end zone, and Smith with an incredible athletic catch. They're going to review it.
Well, I'm surprised to this point in the game we haven't had more reviews, but I'm pretty sure that he got 1 foot in there.
Well, they're going to let Kane kick the extra point, so apparently not. As it's up, it splits the uprights and a little more breathing room for the Hawkeyes. 24-13 at the 10-13 mark here, third quarter. You can't ask for better coverage from Tim Kilfoy. That was just a big-time play by Smith.
Now, Smith's got so much ability. For him to be able to go up, catch that ball at its highest point with a defender draped all over him, catch it with one hand, bring it down in, and simultaneously get 1 foot into the, I mean, the coffin corner, Brent.
We have a Panther down at the 10-yard line. Looks like a cramp. Trying to get a number. He's lying with his back flat on the ground.
Well, they could ill afford to lose either one of their cornerbacks.
Yep.
I hope that's not DeAndre Hall or McKinton Dorleant. It's a single digit, I can tell that much.
Slowly up, it is Hall, but he appears to be walking very gingerly, be it.
That is a cramp, though. Look at the way he's got his toe up.
Yep, trying to stretch it out.
He's had a tremendous game to this point. I'll tell you what, there's no doubt in my mind that he could be cramped up on something like that because he has given everything that he's possibly had in this
game.
He's
not putting any weight on that left foot or leg at all.
Well, you and I, Panther fans, are hoping right now that it is just a cramping situation and that it's not something more serious to the ankle, perhaps. But I think if you're Iowa's defensive or offensive brain thrust right now, you've got to look at that and say, we've got an opportunity maybe now to go to a second man. Ray Buchanan Jr. will come in his place. He's the sophomore out of Arkansas, and they're going to probably want to go his way out in that right flat zone now.
Well, a little bit of a lull in the action here. Iowa 24, Northern Iowa 13, around the Big Ten today. We saw action start earlier this week on a Thursday night. Minnesota dismantled Eastern Illinois. That's a quality FCS ball club. The score looked a lot closer than it really was. It ended up being a three-touchdown score, but Minnesota never really had any problems in that ballgame. Rutgers went out on their first play from the line of scrimmage as members of the Big Ten, scored on a 64-yard pass, and Rutgers with the win. Michigan State and Jacksonville State. And later on today, Illinois hosting another FCS power, Youngstown State. Indiana hosting Indiana State. James Madison is at Maryland. Appalachian State at Michigan. Think a few people are paying attention to that one. As Kane booms this one with the wind at his back out of the end zone. And we got a little extracurricular activity after the whistle. Bodies hitting the turf. Everybody amped up. But fortunately, no flags being thrown. Florida Atlantic is at number 22, Nebraska. California at Northwestern. Ohio State at the Naval Academy today. Central Florida at Penn State. Western Michigan visiting Purdue. And here's the dandy of them. Later tonight, number 14, Wisconsin against number 13, LSU. That game in Houston. And Coach, I know a lot of people are talking about the Big Ten taking a hit with Braxton Miller, the talented quarterback at Ohio State, being out for the season. But tell you what, Michigan State and Wisconsin have a chance to carry the banner. As there is no David Johnson in the backfield, it's going to be Miller on the first snap, first and 10 from the 25. He goes straight up the gut. Works out close to the 30-yard line. Give him a gain of 5 on the play.
95 Drew Ott on the coverage there. Johnson checking into the game now on the second play.
So second down, and we'll call it 6 after a gain of a long 4. Johnson offset to Cole Morgan's right. Twins to the near side and the far side. Cole Morgan dropping back. Fires across the middle. Johnson wide open and into the secondary. Across midfield, the 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race to the end zone. Nobody's going to catch him. Pay dirt, Panthers.
Why would you not go back to that play when it had so much success in the first half? Quentin Alston, again, an exact carbon copy of the first time that it went down the field for you and I. Not even close. 2 and 3 steps beat, and David Johnson just simply had to run straight down the middle of the field untouched.
65 yards on the reception, nothing fancy, great athleticism, and Northern Iowa answers a touchdown with a touchdown. The point after by Schmedeke in the wings here. This to pull back to within 4 at 24-20. Talk about quick strike. It took less than a minute. Kick is up. It is good. Northern Iowa not going away. 24-20. Iowa with the lead. 9:31 left to go, third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Back with more. You're listening to Hawkeye Football from Learfield Sports. 9:31 showing on the third quarter clock. Northern Iowa after a 65-yard touchdown reception. David Johnson leaks out of the backfield again. This time he finds the house. 3 receptions on the day for the Panther running back, 170 yards, and the Panthers have pulled back to within 4 at 24-20. We welcome you back to Kinnick Stadium. Brent Balbinon alongside John Hagerty, statistician extraordinaire Todd Werner. And, Coach, we were talking about it during the break. Iowa may have to start thinking about changing up their coverage.
There's no doubt about it. They've got to leave somebody back there. Maybe in a cover one situation, take your free safety, Jordan Lomax, and leave him back there for a situation that could be a spy. There's no way that a team from the FCS should be able to run off big plays time after time like that on an FBS team. There's got to be a change in coverage because Quentin Alston, the Mike backer inside, is not able to cover the best player for you and I right now. Something's got to change defensively.
Schmedeke about to put a foot into it. It is a low line drive, but it's going to get into the end zone. It's batted by Parker, and he wanted to come out, and Mark Weissman almost tackled him himself, saying, "You take a knee, young man. We'll take it at the 25. And that is where Iowa will do so with 9:31 left to go, third quarter, but their lead now tenuous at 24-20. Well, we saw a quick strike Iowa offense to start the second half. We saw a quick strike UNI offense on their second offensive series. We'll see how the Hawkeyes respond here. And it looks like we will have Kanzeri as the running back for the Hawkeyes in this offensive set. Ball sits on the near hash. Twin tight ends. They'll take Doozy uncovered and move him in motion from the near to the far side. Strong side will now be to left, and cutting back as Kanzeri finds a little bit of a hole. Tap dances his way out past the 30 and close to the 40-yard line. Going to be a pickup of a healthy 7 on first down.
That's the first time today that they've run that inside zone for more than about 3 yards, Brent.
He's the back that can do that. Weissman isn't going to pick up those types of yards on that type of play. Kanzeri can. He's got that gear, and he's very shifty with his footwork. Second down and 2 from the 33. And again, Rudock sauntering over the line, getting the call out. Handoff goes to Kanzeri, this time right side. Lowers the shoulder. He's out across the 35, close to the 40 by a couple of yards, but it's enough to move the chains. First down, Hawkeyes.
Good push there by Jordan Walsh and Andrew Denal on the right side of that offensive line. And maybe we're going to start to see a little bit of the size differential and the difference in the backups coming in.
I think what you're seeing, too, is fair weather warning. Everybody thinking Iowa would run left behind Brandon Scherf. They got another NFL-caliber lineman in Andrew Denal at right tackle. Again, Doozy off the line. Now he's going to go to a three-point stance. Two tights. Smith to the bottom. Stretch play left wing. He's trying to turn the corner. He's feathered out. LaShawn Daniels and Tim Kilfoy, the strong safety, with a quick read. Nice job in run support. And that play didn't go for anything. A loss of four on the carry brings up second down and 14. The ball back to the 33-yard line.
This is a play, Brent, where you've got to be looking for your veteran, Kevontae Martin-Manley, to get convert first down.
And I'm looking at the right corner, and Coach Jamison Whitting is in. DeAndre Hall is not on the field right now for UNI. As Rudock drops, fires underneath to Damon Bullock. Yards after the catch, picks up about five.
Tackled by James Farley.
Out to the 38-yard line, where it will bring up third down and nine.
Third and nine at the 38.
Well, this is a critical conversion for Iowa's offense here. They've got to keep the chains moving. They've got to deny the ball going back into UNI's hands on good field position.
We got Smith on Whitting, who's seeing his first action of this ball game wide to the far side. They're going to look his way as he goes out. Hillier now stops, runs a quick hitch route. He's got it, and did he lose the football? Loose ball, and UNI is on it. Max Buescher says he's got it, and it looks like he does.
That's exactly what happened as he went down. Buescher, that ball came out, and Buescher was all over it. He's having himself a tremendous game.
Hillier made the catch, and then fighting for extra yards was stripped of the football. Buescher comes up with it. We've got a flag on the far side. We'll hold everything. So after the play, Dorliant is being charged with unsportsmanlike conduct. It will remain UNI football, but it will back him up. Dead ball foul, and boy, is this one going to take them across midfield. Instead of about the 40-yard line for the Hawkeyes, make it about the 40-yard line for the Panthers.
First turnover of the day for Iowa, and these are the sorts of things that drive Kirk Ferentz crazy.
So their third offensive series here, the second half, will be their own 44, trailing by four. Hawks 24, Northern Iowa 20, with 7:05 left to go third quarter. We've got Vereen wide to the near side, and look how tight Desmond King is coming up to play now. On the far side, Maben. And that means we're probably going to have a linebacker or maybe a safety come up and help here, because UNI is really spreading the far side. Darian Miller is in at running back. No David Johnson right now.
Second series in a row where they've given Johnson the first down off of the chains in possession.
Well, again, Vereen, an NFL-caliber wide receiver to the near side. We've got LeMaster and Owens to the far side. And don't forget about number 85, tight end Braden Lehman. We saw him pick up his first catch of the ball game in the last offensive series. Offensive coordinator Frank Verducci said they like to run that drag route. They're going to spread you out and put him one-on-one, or better yet, sell the flash fake, and then let him kind of run a seam underneath.
Yeah, Lehman, the hometown boy.
On play action, Cole Morgan fires on a rail route to somebody in the stands. I'm not quite sure who was going where, if that was supposed to be a wheel by Miller. He was way late. They had LeMaster just kind of running along the rail at the far side, and I guess if you're not quite sure, probably a good idea by Cole Morgan to just throw the ball away. Second down and 10. Ball resting at their own 44-yard line. 7 minutes and 1 second left to go third quarter. Cole Morgan from the gun. Miller remains in at running back. He's going to take the handoff on a delay off the right side, and not much there. Trinka Passat there to blow him a kiss almost at the moment he got the ball put in his breadbasket. He falls forward, but they're going to say no gain on the play. Third and 10.
Boy, there's a noticeable difference when David Johnson's not on the field. Can you feel it?
Yep. And he's going to remain on the sideline, apparently. He doesn't even have his helmet on. So Miller will stay in for this entire series. Twins to the far side, twins to the near side. Cole Morgan dropping back, firing, and picked off by Bauer. He steps out of bounds. His momentum takes him there. But the youngster, just 2 weeks off of picking up a scholarship, the redshirt freshman, local product out of West Branch with a great read and a fingertip catch. The Hawks with the interception, and they get the ball back near midfield.
Well, he had a rough start in the first half, but this is what happens. Everything that's green grows, Brent, and that's why you stay with those young guys. They show you stuff in practice to put your faith in them, and this is what happens when you give them a chance to grow into their game.
They'll mark it at the 49, and Iowa dodges a bullet. Mark Wiseman in at running back. Strong side will be to the left. Quick flare to the far side. It is complete to Martin Manley. Works his way out across midfield, the 45, and then out of bounds. A pickup of about six.
That's the bubble screen where they try and hit the receiver in stride and then have another wide receiver downfield blocking for him. It's good to go back to Martin Manley. He's your veteran. He's the proven one.
We'll call it second down and four right at the 45-yard line. Strong side this time to the right. Hand off to Wiseman trying to, oh, I think we may have a face mask. He is taken to the turf. And I still don't see a flag. Yes, there we do. Late coming at midfield. Kirk Ferentz almost jumped out of his headset.
Now, my goodness, whenever you see the body going one way and the head snapped back around the opposite way, almost like The Exorcist, you know that there's a flag coming in somewhere.
Face mask the call. Northern Iowa's defense will be assessed the penalty. And Iowa on the march. Well, two key penalties against Northern Iowa in the last drive.
You know, check body language of the defense for UNI right now. Check how many guys you see with their hands on their hips. I'm a big believer, and you can read a lot about them just by the way they stand there in the off plays. And right now, about half the team wearing purple's got their hands on their hips.
It's been a long day, and not the depth for UNI that Iowa has. I'm still somewhat surprised that they haven't elected to try and test Jamison Whiting at the far corner with DeAndre Hall out. Now, Vandenberg is lined up over him. They're going to stretch it near side. Canzeri cuts back against the grain, works his way inside the 35-yard line. And we'll see where they spot him. Gain of a couple on the play.
Again, these linebackers for UNI just doing a great job of filling. Jake Farley got right up in there that time and stopped that play.
Second down and eight. We'll call it at the 28. Bullock will now dot the I. Strong side to the right, twins to the far side. Rudock might be checking off at the line of scrimmage here. Clock continues to run now. Under 5 minutes left to go, third quarter. Hawks looking to add to a 24-20 lead. Rudock hands off Bullock. Tries to split a couple of defenders on the left side, and he is bottled up and going nowhere. If he's lucky, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see if he fell forward. And we have another Panther
Xavier
down.
Williams.
Xavier Williams, their first team all-conference defensive tackle, is down on the ground.
You take one player you absolutely cannot afford to lose off of this defense for Mark Farley, and it is Xavier Williams.
He's rolled over to his back, but Adam Reth is now in the ball game. Williams is going to have to come out regardless of whether he's okay or not. Somehow, they're going to say Bullock's forward progress got him to the 26.
That's a very favorable spot.
I agree.
Defensively for UNI, DeAndre Hall has not been back out on the field.
Nope. Xavier Williams is up and walking off the field under his own power to a round of applause. But this becomes a huge play for both teams. Northern Iowa trailing by four. You want to force a field goal attempt here. If you're Iowa, you're smelling blood right now at the 4:33 mark, Coach. A first down here, and you're feeling like, hey, we just might get into the end zone and start to blow this game open.
Well, they're into four-down territory right now, except that Kirk Ferentz in tight games always will err on the side of getting three points on the board instead of none. So I guess it's really not four-down territory.
Bullock is your lone back, but we've got two tights on the same side of the field. This is their jumbo package, Nduzi and Hamilton to the near side, twins to the far side. Rudock with a two-step drop. Fires underneath. He's got Smith inside the 20 and dropped at about the 19-yard line. Simply designed to pick up the 6 yards needed. He got seven. First down, Hawkeyes.
Now, this is something that Iowa has been deficient in the last several years, in my opinion, is having the receivers know where that first down marker is and getting a yard or two beyond it. But they've really done a pretty good job of that today.
Hawks going without a huddle. Mark Wiseman will dot the I. Pleva is going to be your fullback. So they've got their traditional package in. Rudock barking out the signals. Quick flare near side. It was going for Martin Manley, and a little bit of a love tap between him and Dorleon. Manley maybe with a little bit of an acting job there. Incomplete. I'm not sure that Martin Manley had turned if that throw was high. The timing on that just looked a little off.
That's the bubble screen again to the other side of the field, and those are so hard for a quarterback to throw because on the bubble what they like to do is let the receiver retreat a little bit, and then you can hit him in stride, but that ball was just not thrown well. One of the few errant tosses today by quarterback.
So that'll bring up second and nine. Rudock again under center. Fakes the draw. He's looking to the near corner. Fires. He's got Hamilton off his fingertips at the five-yard line. I'm not sure that he gave up on that route. It looked like he short-stepped, and he's coming up a little gingerly. And, Coach, I'm wondering if maybe he tweaked or pulled something coming off that cut, because you don't see Hamilton short-step the ball like that. He would have had it easily, and it surely would have been first and goal, if not a touchdown, and he's coming off the field.
Yeah, and he had a couple of steps on the free safety, Ray Mitchell. He's a sure-handed receiver, too. I think you're right.
So third and 10. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Bullock in now at running back. Rudock out of the gun, getting some pressure. Steps up in the pocket, fires to the far side. Great fingertip catch inside the five by Smith, but was he out of bounds? He was.
Yeah,
they'll wave off the catch.
Whenever you see that hat go down on the ground, that means the receiver stepped out of bounds, then came back in to make the great catch on the sideline, though, however.
So it will bring up fourth down. Three plays that tantalized 70,000-plus here at Kinnick, but failed to produce. And in steps Marshall Kane. A 37-yard field goal attempt with this ball being spotted at the 27 just outside the far hash. It's down, it's up. Uh-oh, did he hook this one? He did. He pulls it wide left, and the Hawks turned away, and look at the celebration on the Northern Iowa sideline. So instead of a touchdown lead, it remains four at 24-20 Iowa.
Leaving the door ajar for the UNI here. This is what UNI wanted. They wanted to hang around in this game and have a shot at the end. And when you miss a chip shot field goal like that, you're leaving that door ajar, Brent.
We will not have a TV timeout. We'll play on here. And look who's back into the ballgame for Northern Iowa. I'm wondering if maybe he wasn't battling some exhaustion, possibly some early cramping issues.
I think they had to give him a blow.
Yep.
Be ready for the big finale here.
Jar pickle juice. That's what they swear by the UNI training staff. First and 10 from their own 20. Delayed handoff on the draw to Johnson. Nothing inside. He's going to try and kick it outside. Lowers the shoulder across the 25. Carries a defender with him as he's down shy of the 30. They're going to give him 7 on the play.
Boy, Nate Meyer just lost his contain there from his left defensive end position, which is what allowed Johnson to bounce that to the outside.
Second down and 3. Johnson again dotting the eye. You've got Vereen and Owens wide to the near side. And I think we may have had somebody move early for Northern Iowa. False start will be the call.
Now, this is something UNI has done periodically throughout the game today to kind of shoot themselves in the foot. And you know, Mark Farley's out there pleading with his troops to clean things up.
You think he's pleading or do you think he's threatening? I don't think I've ever heard Coach Farley plead for anything.
He knows the window of opportunity to be able to get his first and maybe only win here in Kinnick Stadium is quickly coming to an end.
Now these two teams are off the schedule for the foreseeable future. Second down and 8 from the 22. Comorgan getting pressure. Flushed out to the near side. He's going to tuck it away. Now fires, and it's off the fingertips of Chad Owens. That wouldn't have been much of a gain anyway. Probably just as well. It stops the clock and brings up third down and 8. Oh, with the Big Ten, and in particular Commissioner Jim Delaney, really, I think it's fair to say, putting the pressure, not mandating it, but putting the pressure on each individual program to start to move away from playing FCS schools, trying to build up not just individual programs' strength of schedule, but the conference as a whole. Yeah,
they want that nine-game schedule.
You bet, yeah, and I think they're eventually going to get it. Third down and eight. Ball sits at the 22. Cole Morgan from the gun. Two steps. Fires on a rail route down the far sideline. Fingertip catch. Hauled in by the tight end Lehman, and he's pushed out of bounds, but where is the question? He kept running. But the official, I think, is going to bring him back. And check that was LeMaster, number 89.
Boy, Brett LeMaster has got such a fantastic set of hands that you throw that ball anywhere near him, he's going to get it. He had to do a complete 360 in the air turn and come down with 1 foot in bounds to get that.
18 yards officially on the reception. It moves the ball out to the 42-yard line. Panthers with a bit more breathing room now. First and 10, 2 minutes left to go third quarter. Quick flare to Owens near side. Works his way out just shy of midfield. Loudermilk there with the tackle. But again, new life and a bit more spunk, if you will, for this UNI offensive unit.
Chad Owens, another one of the members of that bomb squad that's been fairly quiet here in the second half. Nice possession receiver that can really do some quick slant routes that make it difficult on defenses.
This will be the fifth play of the drive. It's second and four from the 48. Clock continues to run. 90 seconds left to go third quarter. Ball in the near hash. Cole Morgan out of the gun. Fires on a seam route. He's got Vereen. He's off to the races. King finally tracks him down from behind, but not before he picks up over 20 yards as he's finally corralled. What? They're going to spot it at the 25-yard line.
And again, UNI is running this seam route to perfection straight down the middle of the field. This time it wasn't David Johnson, however.
They're going to put the ball at the 21. And UNI knocking on the door again after a 28-yard gain. Todd, check that. How many plays over 20 yards has Northern Iowa's offense come up with today? Play action. Johnson gets the call. Left corner. Feathered out. Maybe a gain of one on the play. 47 seconds left to go third quarter. This will be the eighth play of the drive. Six plays of 20 or more yards for the Panther offense today, Coach.
You know, it's plays like that one, Brent, that just lead me to believe there are some mix-ups in the secondary schemes for Iowa, and a senior-laden bunch of receivers for UNI are really taking advantage of that today.
319 yards through the air for Sawyer Cole Morgan so far, and he's going to go there again. Quick flare on the far side. He's got LeMaster. Stutter steps, tries to juke the corner out of his jersey. Cannot do so as Greg Maben stays with him and makes the tackle, but it's going to be another short gain. First down, that's what they wanted. The ball now sits at the Hawkeye 10-yard line. End of third quarter. They'll put 15 minutes on the clock. We have a ball game. Iowa 24, Northern Iowa 20. Don't go anywhere. Fourth and final quarter when we return. You're listening to Hawkeye Football from Learfield Sports.